are days that we remember just for its weather. Even if there was nothing otherwise special about the day, we'd remember the day because, oh, it was absolutely pouring cats and dogs that day. Or there was that one day when not even a single cloud could be seen in the blue, blue sky. I guess sometimes the weather itself is just enough to make a day stand out. Maybe today will be remembered as one of those days for some of us. Here in Seoul, it started raining quite hard early in the morning. Perhaps too hard for a typical autumn shower in Korea. Since then, it's been raining and drizzling on and off, on and off. It's been like this all day. Some of you may have been too busy to enjoy the sound of the rain, or some of you may be somewhere else in the world where it's not raining at all. But if not the weather, maybe we can remember the day by this. On the last Wednesday of September 2021, this was the first song we played on the radio. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. 'Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started things off with a song that kind of describes, puts it in a nutshell of what we're feeling here in Seoul today weather-wise. It was Epic High and their epic rainy day song, 우산 or Umbrella, featuring Yoonha. What are your thoughts on rainy days like today? Like them? Hate them? Don't care about them? Well, we here at OFD decided to just, you know, take our minds to a happier place, as you can tell from our Instagram post today, the Where Are You pick. And I have to say, it is sort of just a glum, glum day. I don't know if it's personally because I woke up not feeling fantastic. I think maybe it got a little cold during the night and I got really congested. So, you know, running nose and then just wake up and it's not even bright. Where is the sun? Gray outside. I think a lot of us were kind of feeling this ho-hum. It is the hump day after all and gloomy to boot. But we're going to take our minds to a happy place. Think blue skies or enjoy rainy day songs. Just commiserate, right? If you are here in Seoul or in a place that is kind of experiencing a similar gloomy gray day, I hope you want to share that with us or share, you know, any rainy day song requests, etc., so we can all listen to them together. And of course, this is not your situation, then what is the situation where you are? What is the weather like? Which is a nice lead in to my daily question for you all. Where are you? Our global roll call is coming up shortly, so tell me where you are, what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Once again, you include any song requests you'd like to listen to, rain or shine. And feel free to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything. Do you have any memories that you just have to start with lines like, it was a bitterly cold winter day, dot, dot, dot. Or, it happened on the sunniest day of the year or something. See, the weather, it really does move us. It moves our mood. It even frames our memories, right? Well, I thought that was kind of interesting. So if you have any anecdotes like that, I think it'd be a great time to share those. Nothing is too trivial, of course, as always. Anything goes, so share away. You can message me on Kong, right, on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us here at #8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, but the highlight of Hump Day is Kayo Top 10 is coming up in part 2 of our show, so do stick around for that mini trip back in time. I will be back with the roll call now after this. Here is Yang Da-eul with his song, 사랑했던 걸까? She Didn't Love Me. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now it is 5:24 p.m. and I think I talked a lot about the weather. I can just suffice to say that right now I am talking to you very, very nicely sheltered from the outside weather in this studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is our global roll call, so I can find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you are all up to right now, aside from listening to our show, I hope. Where are you? Well, Cluster Rama says, hi, Lena, and good morning from Bangladesh. I am with you. All right, that's where you are. That's very true. In a way, we are all together in the same place, right? Couple notes and comments about the Where Are You picture today. Jisukim0801 writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. When was this picture taken? Because I think it was gloomy all day. And I enjoyed the new show last night, though I never expected it to be over 2 hours long, lol. It was a very novel experience overall. But first thing that came to my mind was that these kind of renditions should be watched in a real concert, not just through TV. Oh, and it was such a coincidence to see a team performing Bakalina after I requested the song sometime before. Anyhow, I love the concept of the program. Glad you enjoyed the show. I'm not actually sure when this picture was taken because it's Liz's picture. We were kind of discussing it actually earlier today, thinking what should we do for our Where Are You picture, and we were kind of deciding between cloudy sky, gray sky, or blue sky. And Liz decided to go with blue sky. I'm really glad she did. Kind of pulls things all together. Really kind of takes us to the happy place. Took me to a happy place and made me smile. And also, speaking of the show, thank you guys for all watching in. I'm kind of guessing there's going to be a lot of comments about the show last night. Yes, it does felt like a real concert. And when you did request Makalina, I kind of chuckled to myself because I knew that that was going to be on the show. Yes. I'm Kelly says, seeing the picture of the blue sky makes me feel refreshed. Oh, good. See, I think that was what we were going for here. Is this picture posted purposely to create a feel-good mood? Well, if it makes you feel good, the answer is yes. The recent weather has been quite different from what I expected, but regardless of my expectation, today's weather seems somehow appropriate to say goodbye to September. Oh, yes. We are sad to see September go, no? Alrighty. Let's look at our song requests. Just by coincidence, we had two listeners request the same song, D1 Rafiqul Islam and Mizan Rahman, who said, nice sky. Both wanted to listen to Before Our Spring by Jonghyun. So how can we not listen to it? Then Yumi Jung, also commenting on our picture, says, gosh, that cloud. It looks like it was painted. I like how Liz Jakanim's pictures feel. It's very true. There's something very Liz about it, isn't it? I love them too. Yoon Mi Jung says, I really enjoyed yesterday's show, Pungyu Daejang. 2 hours just flew by. I even watched the rerun today. This is my first time watching a competition program since Ang Myu sang Tarik Gujima. I can't wait to hear my favorite contestant's next performance. The weather, though, is so gloomy. I'm feeling kind of blue and missing my mom. So I want to request Baby Vox's Missing You. Yes, I was actually quite shocked that they actually did 2 hours. 2 hours for the pilot. Over 2 hours, actually. And get this, there's still so much more. Right? Blew my mind as well. Had a lot of fun, just as much as everybody else did watching the show. All right, but moving on to our playlist, let's listen to these two requests. First up, Jonghyun with 우린 봄이 오기 전에, Before Our Spring. After that, it is Baby Vox with Missing You. That that was Baby Box with Missing You. And before that, we heard Donghyun with his song 우린 봄이 오기 전에, or Before Our Spring. Already looking forward to spring. We just got into autumn. Listener Sweet030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 언니. I really, really enjoyed 풍류대장 yesterday. All the contestants were so talented that it felt like I was watching a performance rather than a competition program. 짱짱! I was so lost in the show that the 2 hours just flew by. And personally, 최예림님, who mashed up 국악 with Eminem's song, left the biggest impression on me. I'm looking forward to catching 2-hour-long performances every Tuesday now. Actually, I was actually the most curious, the most about whether actually it's going to be 2 hours long every week. I actually think that maybe it's not going to be that long every week. And also, as the performance, well, as people get eliminated, there's just going to be a lot less contestants left. So naturally, I think that the show's length might be whittling down a little bit more. And maybe they wanted to start off with a really big bang, right? With the 2-hour pilot premiere. So I'm not sure. Don't hold your breath that it's going to be 2 hours every week. But I'm so glad you enjoyed. JS Lee 2017 writes, 안녕하세요. R&B 대장 정현 누나. Love the show yesterday. I think it is a great program that brings 국악, which has been overshadowed by popular music or 대중가요, closer to us. There were performances that were moving and ones that gave me the chills. Was it funny for you that they kept calling your name during Makgeolina? Well, I'm happy that there's a show to anticipate for every week now. All right. Yes, I'm really, really pleased at the reactions that I've been getting to the show, because we were worried that it was going to be a little too, I guess, I don't know, exotic sounding for some people's palates, but everybody seems to have really loved and understood just how talented and experienced these people are. It wasn't like a competition program. It was like watching a concert. That's for sure. All right, we have a song request for our next break. It is Forever Lena writing 신청곡 이무진의 비와 당신. Ooh, it's a good one. One of my favorites, as you all know. But we're going to listen to Imujin's new, I think, version for hospital playlist, right? Yeah, pretty good version. Let's listen. 이무진 here with 비와 당신, Rain and You. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. J.S. Jerry Kim wrote, it was so nice to see you on TV for the first time in a while. When it was mentioned that 국악 as a genre is more popular overseas than it is here, it made me think a lot. I like that the program will give us access to more diverse genres than other audition programs, and I thought it would be popular among more age groups as well. My son, who watched the show with me, went into his room to study afterwards, and I could hear him humming something that sounded like pansori. It was funny. I'm looking forward to next week's show and also wondering how you felt as a judge. Oh, well, all of us, all 7 of us, we definitely felt very humbled watching these people perform, because they were obviously just masters at what they do. If you notice, most of them had like 20 years of experience under their belt and are the stars within their own kind of 국악 world or, you know, society. So we weren't there really to judge whether they are a good musician or not. We're really there to just judge whether they did a good job with the mission, right? Which is the challenge of crossover. Right. So focusing on that and just kind of giving my feedback as someone who has had experience with competition programs. And that's, you know, all we can do, just be honest in that way and feel so lucky. One biggest difference between watching the show on TV and live is I cannot emphasize enough, everybody. It was so loud. I mean, these people, like, I felt like my eardrums were going to explode because they were so, like, just their voices filled the entire studio and then went, like, kind of vibrated your bones, right? It was pretty amazing. Well, just like a real kind of concert feel, right? So if you do watch it, turn it up if you can. All right. Lim Toya says, hey, super busy day. Couldn't even make time to leave a song request, but hello, hello. It's nice to see you for the first time in a while yesterday. Oh, I guess the show is available in Japan, or maybe you caught some videos online, but I guess not in Australia, because Alicia Y wrote, yesterday I was so excited about the new show. I'd been telling lots of friends from around the world about it. Not just Lena fans, but also Mamamoo fans. But alas, I couldn't access the live stream due to territorial restrictions. I reconnected my VPN 10 times, but to no avail. It worked with BA3, but I guess these sites are getting smarter. I then tried searching in every language I knew for alternative ways to tune in. Korean didn't work because everyone in Korea uses the main site. English didn't work there because there isn't an official English name yet for the show. One article calls it Art Master, but that wasn't very helpful. Oh yeah, it's so broad. And even in Chinese, 대장 is translated inconsistently, sometimes as Colonel General, sometimes as Team Leader. Well, all those friends whom I told about the show, they weren't helpful either, because they were waiting patiently for subbed versions. Thankfully, videos are available online, so I shall watch it tonight, and I shall learn the art of patience in future weeks. Oh, yes. I guess if you really want to watch something that bad and want to access it, I know the feeling. You just kind of go crazy trying to find, you know, different ways to access it, reading all these, like, feeds and I don't know, forums, and please give me advice, how do I access this? I'm sure, like you said, art of patience is the key here. Eventually, I think it might be able to be viewed properly and legally and in wonderful HD through other like channels in the future. Well, here's to hoping. All right, time for our next song break. Here is Park Sebier singing 물망초 or Forget Me Not. Not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it is parallel universe, and today we've got two songs that share the very apropos title, Rainy Day. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song Rainy Day by Loveholic. Now, Loveholic is a modern rock band that debuted back in 2003. It was founded by hit songwriters Kang Hyun Min and Lee Jae-hak, who recruited vocalist Jisun through an audition. After Jisun left the band in 2007, the band changed its name to Loveholics and performed with different vocalists for a while before disbanding. The song Rainy Day takes us back to their very, very beginning. This song was part of their debut studio album entitled Florist. And here's how the song starts out. 'Cause rainy day. So it was the day when I could cry as much as I wanted to. The day I let you go without a word, without knowing why. The day that forever became the saddest day in my memory. It's a rainy day, the day when I said goodbye with effort, the day when poor me became unfathomably pitiful and kept crying, the day when even the sky kept crying endlessly to comfort me. Aw. All right, it's sad when it's a rainy day and you're sad already, as if the weather is sort of kind of mirroring your heart. As for a non-K-pop song, we will listen to Rainy Day by British rock band Coldplay, who is very seriously trending right now because of their collaboration with BTS. Yep. But Coldplay in and of themselves, even before the collaboration, didn't really need an introduction, do they? Their song Rainy Day, on the other hand, is not one of their best known songs. We're going a little deep track mode here. It was part of their 2008 EP entitled Prospects March, which was also later again released with the band's fourth studio album under the title Viva La Vida Prospects March Edition. All right, here's a bit of the song's lyrics. Then there was rain. This town's foundations are crumbling to the ground. Comes a bit a tumbling, and time just floated away. We can watch it and stay, and we can listen. Oh, rainy day, come round. Sometimes I just want it to slow down. And we're separated now. I'm down. But I love it when you come over to the house. I love it when you come over to the house. A little bit more cryptic in the context there, eh? Rainy Day. Let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. Rainy Day by Loveholic and then Coldplay with Rainy Day. That was Rainy Day by Coldplay, and before that, Rainy Day by Loveholic. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Subinu Mom says, wow, rain is coming and the songs are coming too. It's a good translation, but it makes more sense because in Korean we say 비가 오다, right? And Kong listener 12-2084-129 says, oh, the song was so great. Oh, glad you enjoyed. All right. It's time to wrap up part one of the show. In part two, OFD's version of Kayo Top 10 will be starting up, so stay tuned for that. Let me wrap up part one of the show with one more song break. Here is Like a Fool by Neve and Sam Kim. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In a moment, we'll be hopping on a time machine, traveling back in time to listen to some good old Kayo for our Wednesday segment, Kayo Top 10. I will be right back with Liz after this song break. Here's Joy with her rendition of Yo-Ya. Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as Kayo. Back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the Kayo Top 10. It's not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but way back when Wednesday, we're going to take a trip back in time to listen to some old-school K-pop music, also known as Kayo. And joining me here in the studio to guide us through this trip is our very own OFD staff writer, Liz.
Hi.
Happy hump day, Liz.
Happy hump day to you, too.
And how you been doing?
I've been doing all right.
Yeah.
I can say good.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. You texted me during the show.
It was just
2 hours. I couldn't believe it, right?
2 hours. It didn't feel like 2 hours to begin with.
It didn't feel like it, yeah.
I just couldn't stop myself. I had to say something to you because it was like,
I know.
Why are they all good?
It's funny. Right when you texted me that, my sister-in-law was literally saying the same thing. She's like, they're all so good.
Just too impressive.
And then my husband said, I want to hear a stinky one.
I'm with him.
But, you know, to be perfectly honest, as you probably guys saw, even the eliminated acts, it was not about, oh, you're not a good musician. Because the given was they're already, like, they already have much more experience than I do.
There was that one group whose combined experience was like 100 and something
over
years,
100
right?
Years. Yeah. Exactly. It's so true.
Crazy.
You're really just judging their strategy more than anything else. Like, you did not nail the crossover, or you did nail the crossover.
Right.
And so that's where competition comes really into play.
Mm-hmm. I was actually surprised that I enjoyed all of the 2 hours, because going in, I was thinking, I'm not a huge fan of the vocal styles that
they
use.
The technique of pansori and minyo.
I mean, there was jeongga.
Jeongga was very interesting, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think it's going to start trending. I think so, too, because both the jeongga singers on yesterday's show were saying that they hope to put jeongga on the maps, and I think they totally did.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was surprised that I enjoy pansori, or,
it's
you know,
true.
Bits of it anyway.
That's what everybody has been saying, so it's kind of exciting stuff.
And, yeah, exciting indeed.
And thanks to text messaging, it's cool, because I feel like I watched the show with a bunch of people, right? I felt very not alone, like, really had good company, so
awesome.
That was fantastic.
I'll be texting again.
Yay! Yeah. All right, we're going to move right into today's Gayo Top 10, and I see a theme.
Yeah, today's playlist kind of looks like Stella's playlist.
Yeah, you know what?
It just happened that way, because what had happened was I was just looking for songs that were popular in the last week of September throughout the years, and then I just stumbled upon the top 50 chart of 1991. Yeah, and just happened to spot this theme. And this is a word that I hate to translate.
It's really, really tough to translate into English.
It's impossible.
So
and whenever I run into it, I just want to choke whoever wrote it. And I'm going to have to repeat that over and over again today.
Yeah, it's because we're going to be stumbling with sort of lost in translation stuff. Where's Stella when you need her? well, it's okay. We have you, Liz. I'm just really shocked that, first of all, these all came from 1 week. They all shared spots on the same chart in the same week.
And they were my five favorites.
Oh, yeah.
So there were more.
There's going to be a lot of singing along.
Oh, yeah.
Hint, spoiler hint to our listeners today. You're going to be...
Especially the more mature listeners.
Yes, you're going to have to start warming up.
The word in question is 이별.
이별.
And it's just impossible to translate because it's a noun that means, like, a breakup.
It means breakup.
But it's not. It doesn't have to be, like, a romantic goodbye.
Because it could also mean a parting.
Exactly. So the dictionary translation would be farewell or parting. Mm-hmm. Or if you use it as a verb, as in 이별하다, then it's to part from.
Oh, okay.
But when I hear the word parting, the first thing that comes to mind is hair.
Hair part?
Yeah. Like how you part your hair, not like two people going separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like in English, they all end up being some sort of metaphor, just, you know, words that are beating around the bushes. When there's such a succinct word like 이별 in Korean, and, you know, when that word falls in a sentence, even if it's just one single sentence that's like half a page long for me in Korean, it ends up being three lines in English.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's why I hate the word.
It's tough. Parting is, I think, a fairly accurate kind of translation, except for the fact that we don't use that colloquially a lot in English at all.
Yeah.
Parting of ways is very antiquated, and we really don't say that a lot, so that's where it gets lost. Iber is quite a poetic term.
It is.
Yeah.
And I guess we don't say Iber a lot in, like, when we're speaking in Korean either.
That's true, too.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
It is a word that's reserved for lyrics a lot.
And, you know, like, it shows up in literature a lot. But then it's, at the same time, it's not colloquially used, but it's common enough that it's such an engraved word in our minds.
Semantically, it's just really, really, it's common, it's fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
totally.
Yes.
And having said all that,
nice kind of disclaimer out of the way, we're going to get it out of our systems now and then kind of tackle it song by song.
I mean, I'm going to say how much I hate it over and over again. But, because they come up in song titles and they make horrible English titles.
Yeah, it's true. But that's why Kayotop 10 on OFT is fantastic, because I feel very confident that we're setting the record straight in terms of, you know, recovering things in translation.
Right. Well, right? I hope I'm doing an okay job.
I think we're doing a good job.
Okay, well, if you say
I'm being very biased, but no, I'm actually being very objective. I think we're doing a really good job here.
Okay.
Kind of really parsing out Ibyeol and trying to have our non-listener Korean listeners understand what that means while finding a really succinct way to kind of translate it.
Right.
All right. But we're going to tackle it song by song. And there are some really great songs here. And it's fall. It's time to listen to sad.
That's another thing.
Ballads.
I actually stumbled upon this as I was, this list, as I was looking for songs in early September. It wasn't just last week of September because, you know, back in the days, songs stayed on the chart for like months.
Yeah.
So these were on the chart. Some of them from like early 1991 or even like late 1990.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but
oh my goodness.
The reason I didn't bring this up any sooner was because I was waiting for a rainy day. Because, you know, when you
think
you're
literally saving them for
exactly.
a rainy day.
And when you think about the word 이별, of course, some of us might be thinking of, you know, tropical weather because of that one song.
Sure.
Or 열대우림기후. But that's much later, not 91.
Not 91.
But because, you know, it just didn't fit with that sunny blue sky weather that we were seeing so far.
Right, that's true.
I also didn't want to dampen the mood, you know.
It's such a beautiful day outside. Let's listen to 5-6 really sad songs.
But that's the thing, though. As I was listening to them, they're not all that
sad.
I mean, lyrically, yes, but some of them are, I mean, the... I wouldn't say vast majority, but the majority of them are in major key.
That's true. That's true.
So
all right.
That's one thing to keep in mind as we move into a major song.
Alrighty.
이별 아닌 이별, a farewell that is not a farewell, which is the direct translation of that title.
Right.
It's a song by Lee Bom-hak. I have played this song on Kayotop 10 before because it is a Golden Cup winner.
Yes.
As I mentioned, the song was in the charts for September for like the entirety of September. But the week that they the song ended up winning the Golden Cup was actually all the way in the last week of November.
Oh, I see. So it's much later.
But yeah, the song... to give you a bit of a recap, because, again, I have talked about it before, Lee Bom-hak actually performed the song as a part of a group first. But when he debuted as a solo artist, he got a record deal and so on and so forth. He decided to perform the song alone once again. And it was so popular and it was such a success that it ended up winning him not only the Golden Cup, and put together it was actually 6 weeks of topping the charts on Kayotop 10, and he ended up winning I think it was like supposed to be a top 10 award for singers on another TV station at the time, and it was so popular that it wrongfully gave him the impression of being a one-hit wonder.
Oh, no!
Yeah, because his other songs that he released later on had become moderate hits.
Right.
But it wasn't as big as this one, so people just remember this one the most.
Yes.
And, you know, that just kind of gives you the impression that...
this was the only thing.
Yeah,
exactly. It's so true. It's so many of these things can be really blessings and curses all at once,
Totally, And one thing, I'm not sure if I mentioned this the last time too, but the song was written and composed by Oh Tae-ho.
Oh, you... I Now I remember you talking about this. I was kind of struggling to remember at first, but yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, that goes to show what a great song it is. And the song was later on covered by people like FT Island and Hong Kyung-min, which I think is an awesome fit.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and as for the lyrics, why is it a farewell that is not a farewell? It's because, you know, he actually says, we talked about this overnight, and now we're parting our ways. Parting. We're going our own ways. But my love, goodbye, goodbye. Me wishing for your happiness wherever you are, that's actually more deeper an emotion for me than to say those common words, I love you.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, like, it's kind of cliche. It's like, I want you to be happy. I want that more than how much I love you. So, go and be free.
Just go now.
Yeah, sort of.
We see this trope a lot. I think it's very kind of specific to a Korean sentimentality, especially in ballads and when you're trying to kind of emotionally rationalize a breakup. We say it's for the greater good.
Right.
You know.
But as I mentioned, this song is in major key. It's, I don't know if I should call it a ballad, actually. It's not quite a dance pop number, but it's still a pop number that kind of reminds me of Never Gonna Give You Up. It's got that 80s synth vibe.
Right.
And it actually kind of sounds like he was singing in like a bathroom.
Oh, it's got the reverb.
Yeah, a lot of echo.
Yeah.
And I was actually imagining him, I don't know why, but I was imagining him singing this song in the showers, and then that's when, like, boom, the chorus came in.
I see.
With, like, a group of guys singing, like, you know, military song.
Right.
That's something you can look forward to.
Interesting stuff. And yes, we did listen to this again, but in this context, feels kind of totally different. So it's all songs with Eva in its title, not necessarily going to be too much of a downer per se. And we're starting things off with 이밤악, 이별 아닌 이별, farewell. That is not a farewell. We just heard 이밤악 with 이별 아닌 이별, a farewell that is not a farewell.
This comment made me crack up because Lab 82 said, oh, it sounds like a husband who's happy to send his wife to her place, her parents' place.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. 내 사랑, goodbye.
Have a good time. That's funny. Goodbye, goodbye. Yeah, the military men's chorus is interesting. I mean, it is not.
No.
I don't want to misspeak. It's not a military men's chorus, but it has just that feel.
It's just a lot of men.
And it's unusual. We don't hear something like this a lot in anywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of men singing in unison, not in harmony.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why?
Why? And, you know, it costs a lot of time and money and resources. It actually, in fact, physical tape. The more you layer.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got, like, so many layers here going on. And it had to have been a specific desired sound, this
They could
men's
all have
chorus.
Been in the same studio.
That, too.
Yeah.
Also, time and money, because you have to mic it specially with ambience mics.
You're getting all too technical.
Yes, exactly. Because you can't get all of them with just the normal, normal mics.
Think about that.
Time or money, whatever the case, this was what 이밤악 was going for. So we just got to accept it.
And move on.
And move on.
To our next song, which is a bit of a damper. Because, I mean, this song, to me, fits more with the theme of 이별.
Yes, absolutely.
And,
it's a beautiful title, too.
Is it, though? Because it is called 이별의 끝은 어디인가요?
Yes.
And in English, the best I could come up with or find on internet was, where is the end of the parting?
That's not bad. I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, 어디인가요? Yes, it's where, but then the fact that there is a beginning and
Yes, I understand why it bothers you because parting looks like a kind of a continual present tense verb, but it's not. It's a noun here. The parting.
The parting.
The act.
Yeah. The that, act of parting.
That incident. Yeah. That event. I know.
Anyway, it's a song by Yang Sugyeom.
Yes.
Who kind of ruled or dominated over the scene or the Kayo scene mm-hmm. in the late 80s and early 90s. Mm-hmm. And she was known as that woman who is beautiful in an innocent and sexy way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Truly the ideal here going on.
Yeah.
For many fans, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She made her debut in 1988 and had a lot of hits, including this one. And this was actually part of her third album, which was released in 1990. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said that some of the songs actually stayed on the chart for many, many, many months.
Right.
And after this, I believe, she actually... made an inroad into overseas market mm-hmm. too, and performed in Japan and
mm-hmm.
I was gonna say Russia, but it must have been Soviet Union back then, and
yes,
you know, so on and so forth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this song was also covered by a lot of people, including Cho Kwan-woo and Lee Gi-chan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to imagine, but Park Sang-min.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah, I think it was actually part of the competition show that he did it. But it's really hard for me to imagine his voice on this song.
It's interesting that there's so many male artists who covered it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually haven't found a female artist on the list. It is a typical ballad. I don't want to say ballad because it's ballad.
Yes.
And
it's K-ballad.
The reason that I want to
make that distinction.
Yeah, emphasize mm-hmm. that it is a Korean ballad number is because it sounds... I couldn't find any non-K-pop equivalent from my repertoire, anyway.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. in fact, I was listening to, don't ask me why, mm-hmm. but I was listening to on NoTube,
yes.
Compilation of mm-hmm. the top 180 songs.
Uh-huh.
And there was one ballad in minor.
Okay.
Which was Careless Whisper.
Wow.
And this feels nothing like that.
No. Yeah, it's totally, that's also, just because it's in a minor key also,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to describe. You instinctually, we can hear the difference.
So now I'm going to throw in a couple more Korean words that's impossible to translate, which is that Careless Whisper is very 끈적끈적해. As opposed to 이별의 끝은 어디인가 being very 담백해.
Okay.
And for our non-Korean listeners, mm-hmm. I basically said Careless Whisper is a little too on the provocative / sexy side,
mm-hmm.
whereas 이별의 끝은 어디인가 is just, it's very dramatic, but at the same time, it's very...
romanticized.
It's simple.
Mm, oh, okay.
Yeah. And in terms of sexiness.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Like it's stripped of sexiness.
Yes.
There you go.
A little more pure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, it's mm-hmm. very, very, very dramatic.
Yes.
And it did remind me a little bit of Yoon Sang. But it had nothing to do with them, surprisingly.
Huh.
And lyrically, she's basically saying that this is a 이별 / parting / farewell that I could not... I did not have any premonitions for.
Right.
Like I couldn't foresee it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I couldn't even remember what he was saying or how I even got home after this happened. And all I can do is mm-hmm. shed tears.
Yeah.
And this is a parting mm-hmm. that I couldn't even believe.
Wow.
And then she goes on to the savvy part where she asks, why did you have to leave?
Mm-hmm.
You love me more than I love myself,
mm-hmm.
but why did you have to leave? And she actually ends the song with a very sad note of saying, I hate myself now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, the title did really say it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very poetic in Korean because 이별 is an end. It indicates the ending of something.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's like, why is there no ending to this ending?
Right.
Right? It's just agonizing.
Yeah, she's like, now do I have to look for somebody else?
Yeah.
Like, where does this agony
end? Talk about
end?
Blindsided.
I know.
Protagonist here. Absolutely.
Why did he leave?
Yeah.
Why?
The why. that gets you every time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen. Here's Yang Sugyeong with 이별의 끝은 어디인가요? Where is the end of the parting? Thank you. That was Yang Sugyeong with her song 이별의 끝은 어디인가요? Where's the end of the parting? And if you're just tuning in, it is OFD's very own Gaio Top 10, and we're revisiting the last week of September 1991. We're looking at the chart here and happened to find people just really in the mood this week to listen to lots of songs about EDR.
So we heard two so far, and I will introduce three more, but three others that were on the same chart that I will not be talking about include 차창에 흐르는 이별. By Yoo Ik-jong.
Yeah.
헤어짐이 이별은 아니듯 by Im Baek-chun, which is a song that I'm glad to have left out because I cannot translate that. And 아쉬운 이별 by Kim Ji-hwan. As for Im Baek-chun's song, if you get a chance to listen to it, it is a good song.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
people don't remember Im Baek-chun was a
singer. He's a good singer.
He's a really good singer. Yes.
But yeah, 헤어짐이 이별은 아니듯. I am not translating that or even trying to. So...
That's a tough one.
Yeah. We're going to move on to a song that was actually by Yoon Sang.
Yes.
Yeah. It's 이별의 그늘 or Shade of Parting, which happens to be his debut song. He apparently, he and Park Chang-ak had formed a new wave group when they were high school buddies. And some of the demos that they had written for that just happened to just circulate among the musicians. And Yoon Sang, I just recently found out that he had a part-time job at Sinchon Blues.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was just there because he loved 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울.
I see.
And he was offered the role, like, I don't know if it was for guitar or bass, but he was offered a position there in 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울, but apparently he chickened out. He was too scared.
Really?
Yeah, so he didn't do it. But they became good friends. And he ended up contributing one of his one of the songs that he had written to Kim Hyun-seok on his album. And that's how his songwriting career began. And he wrote many, many hits for Pyeon Jin-seop, Kang Soo-ji, and Kim Min-woo even. And it was actually when he was doing a guide vocals for Kim Min-woo that he was offered a record deal.
As a singer himself.
And apparently he didn't really want to, but he went ahead and did it anyway because the record deal that he was offered, he was thinking, with that amount of money, I can get all the equipments I want and then some.
And he was what do we call those? Gadget. He was a gadget guy from the very beginning. You know, he's one of the front runners of synth programming here in popular Korean music. And yeah, I can just imagine him going, gee, I really want this new synth module, and okay, I'll do it.
But little did he know, he was going to be a huge hit.
Exactly.
So yeah, he went on to release many, many solo albums, and this is where it began. 이별의 그늘 is where he started. Of course, he's still working with Park Chang-ak.
Yep.
He even calls him his other half.
couple.
Yeah, but surprisingly, this song was written, or the lyrics were written by someone else.
Ah.
It was written by Park Ju-yeon.
Oh, the lovely Park Ju-yeon.
그렇게 하면 돼.
Oh, yes, absolutely, amongst others.
And before moving on to the lyrics, I just want to mention that this song was also covered by many artists, including Lee Ki-chan, once again.
Again?
Jeong-in and Ashgrey.
Oh, wow.
As for those lyrics written by Park Ju-yeon, basically, you know, it's, again, about post-breakup, you know, lament. And yes, it is a minor ballad, or ballad in minor, rather. And he sings, in the end, I'll get used to it. I'll just forget and live on. Everything that we've shared, it'll just feel a little empty.
Yeah.
And I'll prepare for some other 만남, or as in some other love that will come along. But do remember my love that I had realized only after our Ibyeol. So he says he's going to forget, but it doesn't sound like he's going to forget.
So, you know, Ibyeol-ae geuneul, it makes me think of another phrase in English that it's casting a long shadow for him. You know,
good one.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think that's what I would have maybe named the song in English.
I think we can do that now.
I just want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And this song reminded me a little bit about another song of Yun Sang that was released much later, which we know because we talked about this off mic with Stella. Is her recent favorite Iver song.
Yes.
It's 그게 난 슬프다.
Right.
In that song, which it was actually the lyrics were written by Park Chang-a.
Yes.
He says, it makes me sad that I don't miss you anymore.
It's sadder that I'm not sad.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of that song because Stella mentioned it last time she was here as you were talking about 이별의 그늘. Because I feel like, you know, this is his debut song and much later I feel like, oh, it's like a sequel song.
Right. I was thinking the same thing. There's a bit of a link.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful kind of look at Yun Sang's progression as well as a musician too.
And I mean progression, yes, but at the same time he's still talking about Ibyeol.
That's true. I don't know. I love the tone that he takes with these when he sings. The lyrics, it sounds like revelations he's singing as they come to him.
Right.
You know, and it's just fantastic.
Again, a lot of synth sounds, because it is Yun Sang, there's even a sound that kind of reminded me of harpsichord. By the time I was thinking, did he use any real instrument? That's when, boom, the violin solo comes in. So.
Wonderful. All right, let's listen. Here's Yun Sang with 이별의 그늘, Shade of Parting. We just listened to 이별의 그늘, Shade of Parting. The song does not get old. It was Yun Sang, although Yun Sang sounds quite young.
Yeah.
Kim Ji Soo says, "Oh, 미성이시네요."
Kind of reminds you of that Jeongga guy.
A little bit. Just really.
Although, I mean,
sweet,
we were just
lovely
saying,
Mi-sung.
He sounds so listless.
Really? Because I've never heard him more passionate.
I think his debut song.
Yes, very passionate. He becomes more listless after this. But I do have to give a shout out to JSJerry76's comment, who says, why do I get hungry when I listen to Iber songs?
I don't know. Maybe you feel a sense of emptiness.
Emptiness. You must fill it. Yes, there's something there. All right, moving right along to our next song.
This is a song called 이별 여행, or Farewell Trip, by Won Mi-eon, who is an actress and a singer.
Yeah.
I didn't know, but she debuted as an actress first.
Oh, did she really?
Well, she was in a college music composition show in 1985, and she didn't win anything, but even so, she was invited to radio shows and whatnot, the following year, she actually became a KBS talent, as in an actress.
Right, TV actress.
Yeah, and then it was way later, in 1989, that she released her debut album, and 이별 여행 was actually a part of her second album, released in 1990.
Mm.
And, it's a song that I was surprised to learn the lyrics of, because, I mean, I can sing along to it, but I never really thought about the lyrics, right?
Right.
But 이별 여행, when you think about it, you think it's a trip that a couple takes to break up. or that's what I think, anyway.
Oh, I actually never thought of it
really?
That way. Yeah.
I mean, that was what was on my mind. I was like, so they're going to have that one last trip. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But the lyrics are actually about the protagonist saying that, I'm going to take off.
Oh.
So this is where we say goodbye, and I'm going to go on a trip, and you stay.
Oh, that, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of surprising.
Interesting.
Oh, by the way, we are back in major key.
Okay.
Written by Shin Jae-hong.
Oh, yeah.
Of the 영원까지 기억되도록 fame. This song was covered by, once again, Cho Kwan-woo and Lin, among others. She actually starts off the song by saying, the way you're looking at me is a little overwhelming, so I can't say anything, so I'm just going to lean on the window and just look other way.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm really sorry, but I promise you I'll never forget you. You're looking at me without any expressions, like a painting on the wall, but I'm leaving for you. on a farewell trip.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing is, as I was looking at those lyrics, when she said, like the painting on the wall, you were looking at me without an expression,
mm-hmm.
the first painting that came to my mind
yes.
was the American Gothic.
Oh! Ouch!
I mean, no wonder it was overwhelming, you know?
Oh,
no wonder
ouch.
You want to look away.
So she wants to escape. So the Yeoheng is her actually starting on a new journey, one journey for another.
But she also goes on to say that this is going to sound like an excuse, but I just want you to have good memories.
So I know how this sounds, but
yeah,
goodbye.
And then she says, one thing, this thing that I wanted to say to you was I love you, but it looks like I want it too much from you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I know I sound sarcastic, but that's just my personality. She doesn't sing it that way.
No. And she sings it sincerely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, more synths.
Yes.
More bathroom echo.
Yes.
And kind of reminded me of, genre-wise, not like the vocals or the instrumentation or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but genre-wise, it reminded me of Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All.
Interesting. Mm. But paired with these lyrics, it's going to be interesting to listen to.
Not The Greatest Love.
Oh, not The Greatest Mm-mm. Love of All. All right. It's Won Mi-eun with 이별 여행, or Farewell Trip. We just listened to Won Mi-eun, 이별 여행, or Farewell Trip. Or maybe listeners didn't listen because they were too busy singing along.
Mm,
yeah.
I was.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. We were talking about songs that just happened to all be on the same chart right around this time. What is it, 40 or so years ago?
Oh my goodness, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
30 years ago.
Is it 30 years ago?
I 1991? Hope so. Yeah, 30 years ago.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
That's like bad enough.
Decades ago. But yeah, and I don't know, everybody was in a sentimental mood listening to different kind of interpretations and takes and stories about and surrounding around Ebyar, a parting of ways. A very kind of frustrating term for Liz because, you know, we think of it as a romantic breakup very commonly,
mm-hmm.
but technically it's sort of, you know, a parting. It could be a platonic parting. And and Liz says, I hate 이별, and so does this last artist.
이별은 싫어 is the title of the song that I have for you last. Nice. It is a song by 전영록.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with the English translation. I hate goodbyes. I mean, it is an idiom. Idiom, but it's a commonly used expression in English, too.
Yes.
In a different context, but
mm-hmm.
still.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, this song was part of his 91 album
mm-hmm.
that was celebrating his 20th anniversary
wow,
as an artist.
Already at that point?
So I was looking up how old he is.
Yes.
He was born in 1954.
Okay.
And by 1991, he was already celebrating his 20th anniversary as a broadcast personality.
Yes, yes.
Because he actually had a debut through a Christian broadcasting station,
mm-hmm.
young youth competition kind of thing
right.
in 1971. So he decided to count everything.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Started very, 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 very young.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And then a couple of years after that, he became a TV star / movie star.
Right.
And then, you know, he, again, I hate using the word again, but dominated the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they say that his peak as a singer was in the late 80s, like around 1987 or
mm-hmm.
8. That's when he won the most number of awards, anyway.
Ah, I see.
But he continued on as a musician, not only as a singer, but also as a producer
mm-hmm.
and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, releasing his best of albums in 1991, right?
Yeah.
That album actually contained 17 tracks.
Wow.
And all of them were, it was basically a compilation of his best hits,
mm-hmm.
except for this song. This was the only new one.
And this was the one new title, like the single track, the
new
single.
Right, mm-hmm. And it was the last track on the album, 이별은 싫어. And I was surprised to be able to sing along to it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's also one of those where you're like, oh, I know this song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, a song in major, and it heavily features what I assume to be a guitar.
Okay.
So again, kind of like Whitney Houston and Won Mi-yeon, mm-hmm. it's some of the elements of the song that reminded me of Van Halen.
Oh,
Jump.
Okay. All right.
So the guitar bit.
Yes, the guitar bit.
The chord.
Synth,
yeah.
The synth riff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, I mean, it's nothing like Van Halen.
Sure.
But yeah, and there's actually a solo bit mm-hmm. that took me back to Sunday morning cartoons because we went to school on Saturdays back in the days.
Yes, so exactly.
We had no Saturday cartoons, but Sunday cartoons mm-hmm. and the Jetsons.
Yes.
Because it...
Why is it right?
No, because it's like the 80s slash early 90s vision of the future.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of synth sounds and
sure.
a lot, like a solo that doesn't sound like it belongs in the...
Right. It's got a futuristic sound.
Yeah.
Yeah,
futuristic
yeah, yeah.
In the, you know, 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. Sentiments, not what we consider futuristic now.
No.
So the mm-hmm. retro future.
Right, the retro future.
We're making up words left and
it
right.
It totally makes sense to me.
Okay, awesome. And yeah, this is a song basically saying, don't go.
Yes.
Because I hate saying goodbyes.
Yes, it's very clear.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's like, let's not part ways like raindrops falling.
Mm.
Let's not part ways like winds that come and go.
I see.
And even though I can't turn you back,
yeah,
I just want to say, 그대여, dear,
you.
Don't go. Don't leave me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go.
Yes, but we do have to go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yes. We do have to go. In fact, we do have to go. It's time to say goodbye. We are all out of time. But it's a kind of a fitting way to say goodbye by saying, I hate goodbyes. But we will be back here again tomorrow. And we will see you again next time as well, Liz. Thank
you
so much. Thank you, everybody. We're all time to say goodbye. 이별은 싫어. Goodbyes by Chun Young Nok. I'll see you again here tomorrow.